Australia is continuing to live up to its multicultural reputation, with 10 years' worth of data from the Scanlon Foundation showing enduring support for the nation's policies on diversity and immigration. Taking in demographic changes, the report finds consistency in the level of acceptance of immigration and cultural diversity, but it also finds evidence of increasing concerns amongst a minority of the population. Professor Andrew Marcus is the report's author.
That opinion doesn't change radically from one year to another, unless there's some sort of major event which can actually produce change, like a global financial crisis. And I guess I've been surprised over the course of the surveys that there's been very solid support for the country's immigration program and for policies of multiculturalism. It's not to say that there isn't a sizable minority, say 35 to 40% of the population, that is not happy with immigration.
Australia's overseas-born population makes 28% of its total population, the highest proportion among OECD countries with populations of 1 million plus. Most have chosen to live in capital cities, with high concentrations in Sydney's west and Melbourne's west and southeast. In its 10th report, the Scanlon Foundation builds on previous surveys, with over 42,000 respondents having taken part since 2007. Chief Executive Anthea Hancox says that while Australia has a long and storied history of immigration, it hasn't always been a smooth road.
Migration has been a very important part of Australia and Australia's growth, and it will continue to be so. But I think in some respects, perhaps we took our ability to absorb the different waves of migration perhaps for granted. And it wasn't until certain things seemed to be more obviously disruptive that we decided that we needed more knowledge, more information to help us look at what we should be doing.
Members of faith groups other than Christianity are on the rise, as are negative attitudes towards them, influenced by factors such as preconceived stereotypes and media coverage. How a person is surveyed too impacts results, with people less likely to express unfavourable views in person. Little has changed in what Australians consider important, the economy still taking first place. That's followed by quality of government and faith in political institutions, sitting at consistently low levels. Though according to Professor Marcus, this isn't surprising. He adds that party infighting and events such as the postal survey on same-sex marriage demonstrate the gulf between politicians and the public.
The level of concern for the workings of Australian democracy have been there for a number of years now. The major change occurred between 2009 and 2010. This was at the period when Prime Minister Rudd had made a number of promises to the Australian electorate and that he failed to deliver on those promises, or certainly that was the perception. And so confidence in government in Canberra nosedived. You know, it went from 48% down to about 30%. That level of trust has not recovered. It's probably at its lowest point and it can't actually get much lower.
Fears over national security and terrorism have risen from close to zero in 2007 to around 10% of those surveyed in 2015, naming it the second most important issue. In 2017, around 7% of Australians ranked it third highest. Citizens report feeling less positive about their futures, with almost 20% of respondents saying they expect their lives to worsen in coming years. Garnering less concern was the treatment of refugees and asylum seekers held in offshore detention centres. Professor Marcus says despite the publicity around the closure of the Manus Centre and the standoff with former detainees, public sympathy isn't forthcoming.
Recently, the focus has been on the treatment of detainees in offshore centres or conditions in these offshore centres. Now, that doesn't seem to have evoked concern because we're actually looking for people saying, yep, I'm concerned about how people are being treated on Manus Island. And relatively few people are saying that.
Ms. Hancox says she's proud of the influence the Scanlon surveys has had on public interest and awareness of complex topics such as migrants and political allegiances. And she praises the foundation for encouraging people to talk openly about sometimes uncomfortable subjects.
When I started, social cohesion wasn't a very common term and I had to describe it to people and define it so that they knew what I was talking about. But really over the more recent years with the conversations around the boat arrivals and the changes in the activities that have occurred around that and the whole discussion and increasing prevalence of terrorism on a global scale has really resulted in a lot more people having this conversation. And I suspect that society is really seeking to try to recalibrate back to what is something cohesive, what is something that I feel safe and secure in. And you're seeing that play out certainly with the elements within the index.